Okay, ladies and gentlemen, must watch, George and Alan. We're here with a guest, Alan. Okay, he's drinking a beer. Well, I'm here. That was awful. I'm here with good friend, comedian, Seth Nadison is here today, everybody. Say hello, Alan. Can you do that?
Hey.
There we go. Okay, he's not in a good mood.
Good to be here.
Yes.
Choking on the beer that Seth got me.
Well, that's it. He's been so kind. It happens sometimes, not often, but we get you know, gifts from the guest.
Yeah.
I'm here. He knows me. He's got me a Young Henry's Cloudy Cider, which I will now open on mic.
I did the research.
That's Ooh. What I was trying to sip into the microphone. Oh,
yeah, and it didn't make a noise.
And then I just choked on the beer.
Classic.
Well, that's how you know it's good, right? If you choke on the beer.
All good beers, you choke on.
You choke on. Yeah. 100%.
Now, Seth, you've not in the podcast game. You've never been on a podcast.
This is my first time on a podcast.
All right, so rule number one, you got to talk into that microphone.
Yep.
Now you're in business.
Okay, I was a bit soft before. All right.
Oh, you're a soft.
I'm hard
now. Boy.
You're hard now.
You're as hard as they come.
I actually did a guest weather spot on a community radio station. That's the only experience I have.
Oh, really?
Castle Hill 95.5 Alive.
Do you do? How far does your weather report go? Two minutes of the day.
You did this once.
But do you do just the weather in Castle Hill?
Oh yeah, it was just. You can only hear it in the Hills District.
We couldn't really
get out of that range.
But sometimes I watch ABC News and they show me like the weather in Russia and shit.
You need to know that.
Right? It gets you on your way, though. I suppose.
Why do they call it Castle Hill?
Asking me this.
There are no castles in Castle Hill, actually.
But should I look it up?
Yeah, are they? It's the Hills District.
I grew up in Sunshine Coast.
Beautiful.
And there is a castle there.
What's it called?
Bly Bly Castle.
Right.
And they just like built a castle. And it's just like this most random thing. And you go there and you get to look at dolls. there's a big collection of antique dolls in there.
Is it like a medieval looking castle?
Yeah, it's a medieval looking castle. It's like the weirdest thing.
Maybe I'll have to visit.
Like, why? Why is it this? And when I was a kid, I was such an idiot. I was like, oh, who built this? I was like, I thought it was...
Built by King Arthur.
There's sunshine on the Sunshine Coast, though. So the name still works.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely, man.
Don't know about Castle Hill, though. Did we find out if there are any...
Well, I had a look. There used to be a government farm there in 1801.
That'll do.
And they were like, yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
It's Castle Hill. That's what Wikipedia is telling me.
One man's government farm is another man's castle.
Castle Hill is on Wikipedia. That's huge for them. That's quite it's big for them.
There's a big old article here.
Links and all.
There's a picture. There's a picture of the public school from 1879.
That's great. Great for them.
Seth.
Yes.
It's an unusual name.
Yes. Short for Sathya.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Sathya.
It's easier for the white people. Sath.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to do that for our benefit.
I did. It was all for you guys.
You're of Sri Lankan descent.
Yes, I am.
Were you born in Sri Lanka?
No, New Zealand. I'm a Kiwi.
Who else was a Sri Lankan comedian who was born in New Zealand was my friend Nish.
Nishan
was his full name. And, his full first name. His full name, George.
Here we go.
Nishan Salvadore.
Okay, and did he have a middle name?
Yeah, what was...
What was his email address? Does he have a phone number?
Are you still in contact with him?
His email address, I shouldn't say. But
give it to me after.
Nishmania.
Oh, really?
Something. But yeah, so you could try
Hotmail.
Don't say that. But anyway, he's the OG. Like, he's the, like, because I did comedy so long
ago. He's the OG Sri Lankan comedian.
Yeah. In Australia, right.
But he was quite successful though, wasn't he?
Like, yeah, he had his before... You know, like he was on MySpace and stuff.
Right.
And a
long time.
Yeah. But he was in a tour called Il Dago, which is might even still be going. And
Is he still on the scene?
No. He left the scene. Like he got to be on the footy show. Okay. And he got to be
a Sri Lankan on the footy show.
Yeah.
Wealth of knowledge.
Like, I think Fatty is problematic.
What?
You know, Fatty Vorton.
I thought you were talking about
Fatty Kassab.
Fatty Kassab. No.
Brought out of nowhere.
Yes.
Fatty's a
sweet guy.
Nothing wrong with him.
He's a sweet fellow.
What's Nish up to these days then, if he quit comedy, if you can say?
Stock market.
Stock market. Slightly more lucrative financially than doing comedy.
And I'm about ready to join him.
So he made it in the comedy world and still quit.
Because he got to see like just the constant touring and stuff. He's like, this isn't for me. It's a lonely life.
Yeah.
I think he's, he's still a lonely man, but he gets to be with his stocks.
He loves the numbers going up and down on his two screens he has.
And he's happy. He's happy now.
Right? I think he's much happier. Like, he's like, I made $100,000 today. Well, I think that's better than doing a 5-minute unpaid open mic.
Well, shouts out Nish if you're listening.
Give
him a
tag. So interesting though, because you got there's quite a few Sri Lankan
comedians. There, yeah, we're all doing quite well, I think.
You doing the most well because you're on this podcast.
I've made it now.
But
this is the peak.
You've got Suran,
friend of
the pod.
He was here earlier today.
Oh, was
he? In this room, sure was.
Oh, on a rival podcast.
Yeah, we won't mention the name.
But you got. Rowan Thambos.
Is he? I didn't know he was Sri Lankan.
He is, isn't he? It'd be quite inappropriate of me if he's.
Hope he is now.
If he is of Indian descent, but no, I'm pretty sure he's Sri Lankan.
I've got no idea. I would never assume. You know what I mean? If I didn't know for sure.
We're a funny race.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, it's a bit like there being so many good Canadian comics, disproportionately,
It's either comedy or cricket, really. That's it.
I'm just saying, like, Sri Lanka, is it the same as in India, where like the top cricket players are just like gods in society, pretty much?
Well, funny story. Yeah. Funny story that my uncle played for Sri Lanka.
Oh, really?
In the 96 World Cup.
Oh, wow.
One of the greatest players to ever do it, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah?
We'll give him a shout-out.
Give him a shout-out. Aravinda De Silva, if you're listening.
I love Aravinda De Silva. Yeah. I knew this already. I was going to ask about
that. That's how you slowly bring it up. That's fine.
Nice. I love that guy. He used to bowl a bit of slow right arm.
I don't even know, man. I'm really useless with the sport.
So you were never any good at it?
No, I was awful at it.
You could have played for New Zealand.
Yeah, maybe. No, I was really bad. I tried to play as a young kid, and I was in the Fs at school, the Fs. My uncle actually came and visited the school, and he had to... he was did a training with us, but he didn't even come to my team. He went to the A team. Didn't even train with me.
He didn't look at
he
you.
He didn't even look at me. He pretended not to know.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
And I'm bowling like all field.
I play cricket. I played for Collaroy Plateau in Northern Sydney. But I had that thing where my dad was the coach of the team and I wasn't very good. And everyone else on the team did not like... Because I would
be... You got
the
most minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man of the match every game.
Yeah, 100%.
George Pettifer again.
Well, I played soccer and my dad was the coach for a bit and he used to just put me on the bench because he was afraid that
my
people...
My dad was not afraid of that.
People would accuse him of nepotism. So you
never played? Not one.
He'd like let me play 10 minutes at the end of the game once the score was out of reach or whatever. Like, all right, son, get out there.
Do you guys follow soccer? Do you follow soccer?
A little bit. No, I go for West Ham.
Oh, yeah.
Randomly. That's a random team I chose to follow, but that's the extent of all I know about.
I follow Aston Ham.
Yeah? I follow just Ham. I just love Ham.
Sliced Ham.
Nah, man, I'm not really into soccer.
Because I've supported Southampton since I was... a child.
How's that worked out for you?
Have you looked at the sports news recently?
No.
A couple of days ago, they lost 9-0 to Leicester City in the Premier League.
Oh.
And hey, just a shout out to everyone that knows I'm a Southampton supporter. You can stop messaging me about it, okay? You can stop messaging me about it. I know, I saw it immediately.
See, 9-0, that'd be okay in some sports.
Yeah, rugby.
Yeah. That's a low-scoring rugby match.
I've always said you will never beat Southampton 10-0 or more, okay? And I'm still right about that. I've been
so
saying
far,
that
so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh, man.
No, man. I mean,
is that a bad loss? That's a really bad loss.
That's the record for the worst loss ever at home for by a team in Premier League history.
At home, well, that's something in front of your home fans.
Yeah,
to be humiliated.
And now there's a load of articles coming out like this sick child from a Southampton supporter from a hospital 2 hours away. You know, sat in traffic for 4 hours to see this get, and he's just like, dude.
Everyone saw it.
Dude, you know, I feel bad. I'm in Sydney. I need to watch a game.
Oh, well, there's next game, right? You've always got next game.
Yeah, against Man City. We are fucked.
I know, that's a good team.
We are fucked. Look, you just get destroyed by like a mid-table team, and then immediately we're against like one of the best teams in the world.
I thought the mistake Southampton made is they got Aravinda De Silva as their goalkeeper.
Yeah, he has no idea.
He's 63. He's holding a bat. He's holding a bat. Oh, man, that's a mistake.
Yeah, no. Well, so I just wanted to put that out there that you know, you can stop messaging me, Tom Orr. Stop talking to
Tom
me about
Orr.
It.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, when they win, I'll send you a message.
Thank you.
A congratulatory message.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's years away.
Shut up, guys. Now, Seth, I know you've been away this year.
Yeah, I've been away. I went away for two. I've actually been away a lot this year. I went to Africa in January. Yeah. Did safari, which is cool.
You did a safari?
Yeah, with my mum. Me and my mum. Did a safari.
you see all the cool animals and stuff?
Yeah, I saw all the cool animals. I saw all of them. Actually, one animal I didn't see was a rhino, which is very upset about that.
Yeah, I would have
wanted to shoot him.
Yeah, I'm a big hunter. I love them. I love the big
trophy.
Ivory.
Was it
good? This chain I'm wearing.
Was the Africa trip good? Did you have any hairy situations? Do people say it's like they're unsafe parts to go to?
Well, 2 days before we left, we went to Kenya. There was a huge terrorist attack in the hotel we were staying at.
Oh, dear.
But we still went.
And that reduced the prices for you.
Yeah, right. Well,
and you
I think
snapped
like,
up a bargain.
Was there any evidence of it?
Terrorists are like lightning, right? They never strike in the same place twice.
Okay, except
9/11. Except 9/11. That's a one
plus. Osama had actually bombed the World Trade Center in the 90s as well.
Yeah. So three times. That's it. Twice. Yeah. I said twice. So
third
three
time's
times.
A charm.
Yeah, exactly. And he succeeded.
Oh, my God.
One of our previous guests on the podcast, Alan Delaney, he was our guest early this year. He's planning a trip to Colombia, and he emailed a friend of his who's been there, being like, what are your tips? Where should I go? What should I see? And he got a response today saying, look, it was pretty good. I loved it. I was only robbed twice.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good to Colombia. Oh, wow.
Dude,
you had a great time.
Well, Alan's like, oh, so you just have to expect to be robbed, and twice is a good amount of times to be robbed in Colombia.
What's a bad amount of time?
Yeah, right? I know.
I imagine like maybe he was robbed, he'd leave his bag in the hotel lobby and then someone would steal it. Or like, you're not talking about being mugged twice.
I think muggings.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Would he have been disappointed if he didn't get mugged? Like he didn't get the full
experience.
It's
part of the Colombia experience, I suppose.
But the women, beautiful. Very beautiful.
I'm not familiar with the Colombian women.
You're not familiar?
No, I don't know any Colombians.
With Shakira?
Is she Colombian?
Yes. I
don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah,
you're obviously an expert on Colombian women.
I love Shakira.
If you love Shakira.
I love Colombia.
If you love getting mugged by Shakira.
That would be awesome. That would be the best mugging ever.
It'd be a good story.
It would. Would she sing to you while she mugs you? Of course.
I'm
right?
taking
belly...
your wallet now. And you'd be like,
belly
man.
Dancing.
It's happening for the second time this trip.
I think I read about Shakira that she, for her like first album that came out when she was like 20, early 20s, she couldn't speak any English at all. She just sounded out the words for singing.
Yeah. That's why the lyrics were so bad, and she said them like, like my breasts are small, so you don't confuse them with mountains.
Yeah,
so that was an actual lyric.
It's a lyric.
That's a lyric, right? Yeah.
And she just sort of sang it phonetically.
No idea.
Yeah,
it sounded great.
And as well,
number one record.
Yeah, yeah, because I think she's a bit like Kylie Minogue in Colombia. So she had a soap career, and she was like a star
You know a lot about Shakira.
Stick with me, Seth. I'll teach you all about
Shakira. We'll talk after this.
Shakira. Shakira, Shakira.
Yeah, what happened to her? I wonder.
Well, Alan knows.
She what? Married.
Sorry, that wasn't for you, Seth. Alan, what happened to Shakira?
Well, she married one of the top...
Piqué. Yeah, Gerard Piqué.
I don't think she's struggling for money.
No, I wouldn't think that at all. Even if she wasn't married to a top footballer.
Well, what are you like, what happened to her? Like,
well, I don't know.
She's not still releasing good records, is she? You know,
it's like I keep my finger on the pulse of music, and I'm not seeing much Shakira tracks coming out.
They just decide that's enough's enough, you know?
Yeah, well, fair enough, I suppose.
I'd love to stop doing this podcast just as soon as we make it big.
It hasn't happened yet?
And we're on our way.
Maybe we should produce some music.
Yes.
Could do that. We could do it in Portuguese, and we just sound out the words phonetically.
Absolutely.
That'd be right.
Well, who produced your opening track and your...
So the opening track is Alan Delaney, the guy going to Colombia.
Right.
So
okay.
It all ties in.
Yeah. It's very
Colombian, if you think about the guitars. Like.
Yeah, but it's acoustic. It's catchy, I think. We can have a quick
Should we play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Colombian. Does this...
Yeah.
Oh,
you're very...
I mean, I don't know what Colombian music sounds like.
Me either. Alan.
Alan, what does Colombian music sound like?
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you're making it. It's good stuff.
So you went to Kenya. So what countries did you go to?
Africa, Kenya, and Tanzania. And we did, Mum and I did Kilimanjaro. We climbed not to the top, but halfway.
Halfway, but that's still quite high,
took 3 or 4 days to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy moly, did you camp or the cabins?
Yeah, with the little cabins, halfway, and very cold.
Yeah.
And, I reckon I could have got to the top if I wasn't dragged by my mum, you know, she's useless.
Yeah, okay. So were you always planning to only go halfway, or did you get halfway and you were
they looked at us and they said, you guys are only going halfway.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, makes sense, I suppose. Well, this ties into our expedition that's coming up for us, Alan.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, I'm training every day.
We're climbing Mount Kosciuszko.
I love the pause just before Mount
George wanted me to say it at the same time. I thought we both to go, Kosciuszko.
Should we try again? Can you try again?
Please. Rewind the tape, please. No, but
that's huge. That's nice.
Well, I've done it twice before, but I like doing the walk. So you know,
I like to go there when it's snowing. You know,
it'll be cold.
What?
It'll be cold.
When is this happening?
It won't be cold.
It'll be quite cold.
Really?
Yeah, mate.
Why?
It'll summer. Be cold up there. It'll be cold. I'm sure.
Wait. When are you going in December?
In 3 weeks' time.
Okay. Should we check the weather then?
Let's have a look.
We have the internet.
I mean, yeah, the
so
first...
you think I should bring a jacket?
I'd bring a jacket if I was
like,
you.
Like, it won't be snowing then.
I don't know if it will be cold.
Well, let's have a look, shall we? I mean, look, it won't be... Yeah, it won't be cold enough to... So, at the moment...
I was just thinking it would be you and me and Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shirtless pics.
You want some shirtless pics? We can still do that. It'll just be cold.
I just want to give
the fans
what they want.
Very hard nipples.
It's, at the moment, it's 0 degrees on Mount Kosciuszko right now.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's chilly.
It is chilly.
Oh, that sounds...
You want to cancel now, don't you?
No. I kind of like the cold.
Yeah, it's all right. And I mean, we'll warm up whilst we're walking. So long old
walk. It'll warm up when we're drinking a bit of schnapps, I tell you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Schnapps on the top
of
the mountain.
Yeah, I love to go to Threadbow.
Have you been before to Threadbow?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times.
Skiing? Have you been skiing before, Sam?
I have. I've been skiing twice.
I've never been. Never been.
You never skied?
Never skied.
Have you seen snow? You've seen snow, sure.
I've seen snow enough, yeah. I've just never put blades on my feet and gone down a hill.
It's a weird thing to think. And they've got a museum there and you see the sort of the original skiers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like they just made these skis out of tree branches that they found. It's so shit.
Yeah, right.
And so they didn't have like two poles to...
Oh, they just like balance?
They had like a big stick, like a giant stick, like twice the size of a man. and they'd sort of use that to
guide themselves down.
Paddle themselves through the snow. And it's like ridiculous.
It's like they're on a big longboard in the snow.
People think you're absolutely mad.
Yeah.
And now it's a big thing. You know.
People love it. It's expensive though, that's the thing. That's the only I haven't gone yet.
If you don't have your stuff, you've got to hire everything.
Oh yeah. And I mean we're gonna have to pay for a lift pass to do this walk.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
That'll be like $30 each, I should think, to get
up
and down.
So we have to get in a lift.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like a 10-hour walk rather than a 4-hour walk.
Well, this was never part of the deal.
if you guys could see Alan's face right now.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, that was the thing that was the hardest in skiing was I'd trudge up the hill in these skis.
Yeah.
And
then, there wasn't a lift when you
And then there'd be a chairlift.
Yeah.
At this top of this hill to take you even further up. But it's quite hard to the chair doesn't stop moving.
Yeah.
So you just have to sort of time it to just be there as the chair comes and grabs you and takes you up. And
you didn't like that?
No, well, it knocked me over.
Oh, did it?
All beginners get knocked over by the chairlift.
So you've had some chairlift trauma in your life.
Yeah, and it's humiliating.
It's all rushing back.
Yeah, everyone looks at you like, it's his first time.
How long ago was this? When you were a child? Or?
No, it's a
couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. No, it's a few years ago now, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
Is it a fear of yours now, the chairlift?
I think if I'm not in skis, it might be okay.
I think it's going to have to be okay.
You have no other choice right now.
Well, so George, if you ever went for skiing.
Yeah.
Because they give you a choice whether you want to be a snowboarder or a skier, which would you choose?
I like the idea of snowboarding more. I've heard it's harder.
It's cooler. It's a lot cooler.
You look cool.
You look
doing
cool.
It.
Definitely.
And that's the main thing that I worry about.
Someone told me that skiing is easier to learn.
Yeah, I think I might have heard that as well.
And for that reason, I chose skiing. but I always regret not being a snowboarder.
I can't imagine you being on a snowboard. Nor skis.
But you see with snowboarders, they all break their wrists because
they don't have the poles.
Instinctive to put your hands out when you fall. So, you get more broken wrists and stuff as a snowboarder.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, jeez. Well, you scared me. I mean, I don't plan to do skiing anytime soon at
ever.
All. Well, I'm not. I'm just not bothered.
I think you can
about
go your whole life without skiing. You know?
Maybe I'd like to do it once.
What if you met a beautiful woman and she said...
Colombian
beauty, and she's
a skiing Colombian. Yeah. Okay,
she loves skiing. That's all they talk about in Colombia. And she said, "Yeah, take me there. Take me there and take me."
Oh God!
What would you do? What would you do, George?
What would I do? Let me think about this. Oh my God! Oh, I might have to.
She's gorgeous. She's a tenor.
Okay. Well, I'm going then. I'm going.
She's offered to pay for your skis.
There it is.
Oh, you've got me, guys. You've bloody got me. I can't believe it.
That true, George? Finally,
that
comes
settles
out.
It.
I don't quite know what's just happened. I have to be honest.
You're going skiing, George. That's what's happening.
The guy loves skiing.
You've got me. You know what? I ski every year, and I have done for the past decade.
I knew it. Oh yeah, so Schnapps is going to be good.
How was the beach today, Alan?
Oh, can you tell that I was at the beach?
Yeah, a bit red.
Am I a bit red? Oh man.
And I've also never seen you in shorts. This is a
look at those legs.
Moment. Yeah,
look at those legs.
Yeah, I keep cramping up.
Do you surf?
No, I know. I saw.
He's a bodybuilder.
I'm a bodybuilder.
On the beach.
I build bodies out of sand. I would have liked to have learnt, but it's too late for me now. I just didn't get into it when I was younger, to learning to surf.
And yeah, that's it.
I mean, I never learnt to ride a bike, so whatever.
Well,
I give up things pretty easy if I'm not naturally
good at
it.
Yeah.
I just sort of I don't want to fall over again
it's
and
not
again.
For me, not
yeah,
for me, yeah,
it's annoying, you know. Most people have more perseverance.
I mean, it's
than
like, you know, when you're there's so much stuff that if you had started when you were a kid, you could be really good at them. And it's like, well, I'm not going to start now because I'll do it for 10 years and then I'll be not as good as I could have been if I, you know what I mean? It's like, I always think, I wish I'd learned to play guitar or something. because then by now I'd be really good at good at guitar.
Yeah, but well, you don't want to start now.
No, I don't want to start now and be a rubbish 23-year-old trying to play guitar for the first time. You know what I mean?
Put yourself in my shoes. I'm 35, so it's like, my God.
How are you a guitar then?
Oh, not very good. I have a guitar and it just sits there. I want to get rid of it.
I did 8 years of piano.
Oh, yeah?
8 years as a child. And all I can play now, the only thing I retained, is the Inspector Gadget theme song.
Great song.
That's it. That's and that's song. All I can play. If I had a piano now, I would bust it out.
Get the keyboard out.
Do you have one?
You know what I thought was cool about Inspector Gadget? That was one of my favorite
it
cartoons.
It was a good show, yeah.
Is that you just never saw the face of the bad
guy. The bad guy, yeah. What was his name?
Mr. Claw?
That's right.
Or Dr. Claw?
I don't remember.
You might have to...
I only saw the live-action films.
Well, that was so annoying. I think in the live-action films, they just had an actor playing that role and you saw his face and stuff. I'm like, this is shit.
I mean, it's hard to sell casting to an actor that they're going to play a role where the whole point is that you don't never see their face.
I don't know.
Well, I guess...
Voice
actors, yeah, you're right.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, maybe we should jump in and do That's Probo with Cancel. Do you want to jump in and do that?
It's a signature segment. I think we've got to do it.
Well, yeah, we have to do it. The fans demand it. Therefore, it has to be done. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do they demand it? Do they message you? Be like, oh, you need to cancel some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All the time. Okay, That's Probo, it's cancelled. It's the now famous segment, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question on this. Have you successfully cancelled something yet? Successfully.
We've cancelled lots of things.
Everything we cancelled is a successful cancellation.
So I listened to one of them. You cancelled. Democracy is done now. It's over.
Have you seen much democracy?
I think, memory serves, I think I cancelled, street... performers who pretend to be statues.
Haven't seen many of them around.
There's less.
There are less, aren't there?
They're still around, but there's less.
There's
still
a lot less.
Do they have a union, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Statue people?
Definitely.
It's a very powerful union.
Is it?
Yeah. But, in fact, they get really angry if they see a real statue. They shout at it.
Stealing my job.
They go, you scab!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like a statue of Captain James Cook or something.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Captain. Not my Captain.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, on with the segment.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I'll take it away.
Yeah.
I'll start. I'm canceling Timothy Saul.
Timmy Saul.
Tim Saul. Now, you won't know Tim Saul.
No, I'm not familiar.
Some listeners might know. He's a friend of mine, Tim.
You don't want to know him.
Well, he's cancelled. I'm not going to know him.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Tim Saul. Now, I went to Japan with Tim a couple of months ago. And we're in a shrine, an ancient shrine.
A Buddhist shrine?
Yeah, that's what they do over there. So it's probably Buddhist, probably, I guess. Yeah. Right. And it's, you know, they have those gates in Japan, those red Japanese-looking gates.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hundreds of those down a path. Super packed. Thousands of people at this place. Timmy Saul thinks, it's time for me to make some gains on my old biceps.
He doesn't.
He does. He jumps up on an ancient Japanese gate. Ancient. A pride of the country.
Big tourist attraction.
Everyone's looking. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, is he flying? What's he doing? They're like, as he's going up, they're like, is he going to stop? I don't know. He grabs on, does a pull-up on an ancient shrine.
Just one.
Well, just one because me and Alan shouted at him.
You think he was gearing up to do a few?
I think he was ready for a gym session
he
in the middle of a Buddhist temple.
Four sets of 10. Yeah. Oh, man.
And for that, I'm going to cancel Tim.
Yeah, that's pretty problematic.
It's Probo.
It's Look, definitely.
I love Tim. He was great on that holiday. This is the one thing. You probably can't do exercise on sacred shrines.
And only one pull-up.
Well,
what
did you do? What did you and your mates...
I think I probably sounded like a dad talking to their 13-year-old.
Yeah. Tim!
I was like, disappointed. I was like, Tim. You know that one? You know,
yeah.
Like,
oh,
I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of expected it from you, but I'm still disappointed, you know?
Oh,
he really felt it.
No, that's it.
So he stopped, and he never did it again.
No, he didn't do it again. So it did, you know, I guess he did learn his lesson, but he still needs punishment for that, you know? He still needs to be cancelled on the That's Probably It's Cancelled. You don't agree? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
We have to be very careful where we take Tim Sahl.
Tim Sahl.
Will you ever go on holiday with him again?
I think I will. I think so. Yeah. If he wants to.
He's learned his lesson.
We'll just avoid sacred places. Right. With Tim Sahl.
Maybe avoid the tomb of the unknown soldier. You bloody lie down on it. Still do some push-ups. So check my form, guys. Everyone's like, hey, what are you doing? It's like, yeah, I don't know this guy. Oh, no man. One does.
I can't wait to take him to the Vatican next year. That'll be good.
He'd love Uluru. You know,
don't take him to Uluru.
He's there with all this climbing equipment. Just
chiseling away at the rock. It's like, oh, if I can make stairs. Just chisel away, make some stairs. Yeah, that's...
Well, it's good he's cancelled. It's good he's cancelled.
It's real good it's cancelled.
Alan, what's been cancelled today?
Yeah, well, I reckon there's so many choices.
Sure is.
But I reckon we could cancel... I went to this cafe and we had... I just asked for an iced latte, and that's what I enjoy drinking, Seth.
Yep.
It's not a bad drink.
It's a good drink on a hot summer's day, and it's just milk and ice.
And latte.
And an espresso shot, right?
Yeah.
Those are the components. And I go to this particular cafe, and they're doing deconstructed iced lattes.
Where was this? Can we name the cafe?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the name of it was, but it was in, it was near Oxford Street.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Cafe near Oxford Street does a deconstructed ice latte. Yeah. What do they do? Just give you an ice block? And espresso? Like what?
They gave me a
Did he give you a freezer and a cup of water and you had to make the ice yourself?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
To pick the beans yourself.
A cup of ice, a shot of coffee,
mm-hmm.
and... you know, a little container of milk.
Yeah, right.
And I have to combine those ingredients. And I'm there thinking, oh, thank you. Thank you for trusting me to combine these ingredients.
How did it
taste? Are you sure that I should be the one to pour it in and in what order? And I had so many questions. Tasted good.
You reckon you made it
like,
better?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Korean barbecue where you just make your own food, but...
Well, yeah, I've never really got into that either, but you like that?
Yeah, I like that. I did, one of the things I did in Japan. I did like a steak dinner where you cook it yourself on a stone. That's always fun.
On a stone, like a really
hot
stone.
Yeah, it's like a hot stone. You put it on and that's good fun. But that's not really deconstructed. A deconstructed steak is just a cow.
Exactly. Yeah, go and kill yourself a cow. And...
Yeah, they just give you like a machete and send you into the back room.
So how much was this iced latte in the end?
Look, it's not about that, Seth.
Yes, Seth.
I still want to know. I want to try it out.
It's like $6. I don't know.
$6?
That's a lot. It
is a bit much.
To make your own coffee.
Well, I didn't make it. They made it all for me and then just brought it out in like three parts. It's like just put it together.
Yeah.
Okay, just put it together for me.
I guess they probably get lots of people go in there and ask for very specific amounts of each thing maybe.
No.
You don't reckon?
No, it's just a gimmick that they've got.
Like, I'm not trying to discredit your cancelled thing. I'm just...
Look, if you're saying that we shouldn't cancel what I'm saying, then that's fine.
Okay.
We can have a debate.
Yeah.
But we stop doing the podcast right now and we go outside and we talk about it like men.
At the cafe.
In front of the barista.
But...
Show him what you did.
But I think it goes without saying that this barista should be killed. No. Cancelled.
Sorry.
That's probably what's killed. With George and Alan.
Cancel, marry, kill. And now, Seth, what have you brought to the table, Sappy boy?
Well, I'd like to cancel my subscription. To Sydney Morning Herald.
Oh, really?
Sydney Morning Herald.
It's been a long 6 years.
I don't know how to cancel it.
It's not even coming to my house anymore. It's going to my old house.
Oh, no. Oh, really? Somebody else is getting it.
This is very serious. I really don't know how to cancel this.
Is there someone you can call?
No. It's a newspaper.
What do you mean?
I subscribed to it when I was at school. Because we had to subscribe to like a news outlet just for like a...
Yeah.
To learn. And then I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Completely forgot about it. About 6-7 months ago, I checked my statement.
Oh, yeah.
$12 a month.
Oh, my God. Dude. I mean, yeah, that's a bit more than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah. And I'd like to cancel all Sydney Morning Herald subscriptions.
Oh, from
useless.
Everyone.
Yeah. They come in that like little rolled up paper.
Well, man, I mean, you can go to McDonald's or whatever and they've got a newspaper there probably.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Grab from McCafe.
Exactly.
Also, have you heard of the internet?
Yeah, right.
The what?
I-N-T.
No, I was talking about McDonald's.
I was talking about the internet.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. Don't worry. I'll tell you about it after. I'll tell you about it off mic.
You are going to love this.
Okay. I'm still trying to get my head around McCafe. I think that's pretty crazy.
Maybe you can contact your bank and get them to put a hold on.
I thought you guys were going to help me do it, but obviously not.
Oh, no.
We can walk down.
Absolutely. It's cancelled.
Just cancel it for
cancel
me.
It.
This is the cancel.
Sydney Morning Herald, I know you're listening to this.
Fairfax Media, we know you listen to this.
Yeah, please.
Fairfax / Channel 9, whoever you are.
Does anyone read the newspaper anymore?
No one does. People read the headlines.
It's a bit hard to, you know.
Oh yeah, an actual one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Nah,
spread that shit out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I never understood. Like my dad had a subscription to the Australian back when it was sort of
such an upstanding newspaper. The Australian.
It used to be, sort of a good, different. Opinions in there, like they had some left wing guys and some right wing, so he liked to get
a bit of both,
and then it became all right wing in the end, but and it was a giant newspaper. Like the Sydney Morning Herald is now a tabloid size newspaper.
It's actually
quite, you know, it's like small, like the Daily Telegraph, but it's still big.
It's not a broadsheet. It's not a
broadsheet.
Yeah.
And so you see people on the plane, like on Qantas, they give you a free
big
Australian
one.
Newspaper.
And they're taking up two spaces.
And they slap you in the head with their hand.
Well,
as they open the paper,
they're just trying to do the crossword.
As they flip the pages.
Yeah, and so it's loud.
Stop
really
flipping
loud.
The pages.
It's really loud when you turn a newspaper.
So you want to cancel newspapers?
Yeah, I want to check. Yeah, I want to cancel newspapers. I wish you'd have
done it before. You know, before Rupert Murdoch became the most powerful person in the world.
It's a bit annoying now. It's a bit too late.
It's too late.
Maybe we should cancel Rupert Murdoch.
No, I think
it's a bit above us.
No, I want to see how this plays out. I think on his deathbed he might say, "I'm sorry."
You reckon?
I was wrong.
His last words.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And he just goes, "I'm just joking, guys."
And we all laugh as a collective.
Do you think? Are you a Christian, Seth?
I'm an atheist, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Christianity is such a great religion because you can just do whatever you want.
And just be forgiven.
Like right at the end, you just go,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I do like that. I like that about Christianity.
Like maybe Ivan Milat did that today.
Yeah, he might be in heaven right now.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Seth.
Well, Jesus.
You're cancelled, Seth.
Not Ivan.
I knew you'd fall. No, not Ivan. You're cancelled. Because I knew you'd fall into that trap.
But what if Jesus forgave him just before he entered the gates?
Well, there was a church where I grew up and they had they have those signs out the front and they change what's written on the sign every day. You know, God loves you, that sort of stuff. And they put one on which was Jesus loves Osama.
Where was this?
It was like right around 9/11. I was like, good Lord. That's maybe the timing's wrong on that. But like theologically speaking, Jesus loves everyone.
Yeah,
right? So it's like,
obviously,
fine. Yeah. You go, thanks. Yeah, that's cool.
But not Ivan. You don't think Ivan but Osama is fine.
Jesus loves Ivan Milat.
Well,
put that on your
church. Words, not mine.
I think
and
he
Jesus's
loves
words, not mine.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that's it. Like forgiveness. If you're truly sorry, yeah, Jesus will forgive you. So you got that. That's the trick. You got to be truly sorry.
Oh, you have to be actually sorry.
You have to be actually sorry. You can't just go, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Ivan Milat, sorry.
Sorry, Jesus.
All right, come in, you. Come in through the gate.
I think you're tricking me, but come on.
I can say no to that smile. Yeah. Does he have a nice smile, Ivan Milat?
Oh,
well, he must have lured those backpackers in somehow.
I'm sure those victims know if he has a nice smile.
Oh, he's a problematic person.
Well, I know who I'm cancelling next week. No, man, we're actually at the pointy end of the app, guys.
Oh.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Great. That was great.
Thanks for coming on, man.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for the drink.
No problem, anytime.
It's good stuff.
When you want a drink, let me know.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening.